Welcome to episode 1266 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The use of parables was common in Jesus's day and was a standard teaching method for rabbis and prophets with roots in the Old Testament. Jesus's extensive use of them was characteristic of this tradition, drawing on familiar elements of everyday life to convey spiritual truths and moral lessons. Yet, besides the spiritual truths we can learn from reviewing the parables recorded in the Gospels, they offer us insights into the character, ministry, and purpose of Jesus. And today, we continue our exploration of some of Jesus' parables in our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look.
Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it?
To most people, one out of 100 doesn't seem worth the effort. In a world driven by efficiency and return on investment, a 1% loss might be acceptable. If you have 99 sheep safely grazing, is it really worth risking them to go after just one that wandered off? But Jesus tells us that in the kingdom of God, every single soul is of inestimable value. In Luke 15, Jesus tells three parables about lost things: a lost sheep, a lost coin, and a lost son. Today, we're focusing on the first two, the parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin. And coming soon, we will have a major production based on the third parable from Luke 15, a modern musical adaptation of the story of the prodigal. More details will be forthcoming in the next few days. Though they are simple in form, these parables are profound in their revelation of the character of God, the mission of Jesus, and the worth of every person in his eyes. Luke 15 opens with these words:
"Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, 'This man welcomes sinners and eats with them.'"
This moment matters. The religious leaders are scandalized by Jesus' radical hospitality. He doesn't just tolerate sinners. He welcomes them, eats with them, associates with them as equals. In first century Jewish culture, sharing a meal was a sign of acceptance and belonging. In response to their grumbling, Jesus tells these parables, not to explain why sinners come to him, but to reveal why he goes to them. The first story is about a shepherd who loses one of his 100 sheep. Rather than cutting his losses, he leaves the 99 in the open country and searches for the lost one until he finds it. This shepherd is not rational by worldly standards. He doesn't do a risk analysis. He doesn't secure the 99 in a pen or appoint someone to watch them. His heart is consumed by the one that's missing.
"And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home."
He doesn't scold the sheep. He doesn't drag it back in frustration. He carries it with joy. And then he throws a party.
"Rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep."
This is the heart of the Good Shepherd. Reckless, personal, joyful pursuit of the one who is lost. The second parable mirrors the first, but with a different setting. A woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Unlike the sheep, the coin doesn't wander off. It's simply lost, misplaced, hidden, stuck in the shadows. But the response is just as intense.
"She lights a lamp, sweeps the house, and searches carefully until she finds it."
She lights a lamp. This is effort. She sweeps. This is intentional. She searches carefully. This is patience and perseverance. And when she finds it,
she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin."
What do these parables reveal? First, God's love is relentless. These parables reveal a God who pursues us. He does not wait for us to clean ourselves up or find our way back. He comes looking, actively, intentionally, tirelessly. Whether we wander like sheep or get lost like coins, God initiates the rescue. Jesus is not content with the 99 in the flock or the 9 coins in the purse. He sees what's missing, and he will not rest until it is found. This is grace, not something we earn by returning, but something we receive when he finds us. Second, every person has infinite worth. To the religious elite, the sinners didn't count. But to Jesus, they were priceless. One sheep, one coin. It doesn't matter how small the loss seems from a worldly perspective. To God, every single soul is worth the search. You are not a number. You are not dispensable. You are not overlooked.
Even the very hairs of your head are all numbered.
These parables remind us God notices when we're not where we're meant to be. Third, God rejoices over the found. Both parables end in celebration. The shepherd and the woman both invite their neighbors to rejoice. But Jesus takes it a step further.
I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents. There is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
Heaven throws a party every time someone turns to God. The divine is not stoic. God is exuberant over restored relationship. Repentance brings joy, not judgment. Let's get deep. These parables don't just illustrate God's mercy, they illustrate Jesus himself. Jesus is the shepherd who leaves heaven to find us. Jesus is the light that exposes the shadows to uncover what's hidden. Jesus is the seeker, the savior, the one who searches until he finds. Let's explore three profound truths revealed in these parables. What do they show about Jesus' character? Jesus is not passive. He doesn't say, "If you want to be found, come find me." He is a pursuing God. He seeks the one who doesn't even know how to cry out for help. His pursuit is born out of compassion, not obligation. This character trait of pursuit is central to the incarnation. Jesus left the glory of heaven to come into our broken world, not because he had to, but because love compelled him. What do they show about Jesus' purpose? Jesus didn't come to condemn the lost, but to restore them.
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
Restoration is the heartbeat of Jesus' mission. These parables are not about lostness for its own sake. They are about being found and what it means to be restored to your rightful place. The sheep to the fold, the coin to the purse, the sinner to the Father. What do they show about Jesus' ministry? Jesus' ministry was marked by joy. Not because everything was easy, but because every act of healing, forgiving, and restoring was a foretaste of heaven's joy. The Pharisees saw the sinners and scoffed. Jesus saw them and rejoiced. He wasn't put off by their mess. He was moved by their potential. His ministry wasn't to the proud, but to the humble. And when someone was found, he celebrated. So what do these parables call us to do? Receive the love of the shepherd. Are you feeling lost? Hiding in shame? Wandering in distraction? You don't need to find your way back. He is coming for you. Let yourself be found. Let the shepherd lift you onto his shoulders. He is not angry. He is joyful. Embody the heart of the seeker. We are called to imitate Christ. That means we must also pursue the lost, not with judgment, but with compassion. Like the woman searching for the coin, we must be intentional and persistent. Evangelism is not a program. It's a partnership in the mission of joy. Who are the ones in your life that feel unseen? Who has slipped through the cracks? Will you search until they are found? Celebrate redemption boldly. When someone returns to God, celebrate it. Don't be like the elder brother in the third parable, the prodigal son, who resents the party. Be like the neighbors who rejoice that what was lost is found. Make room in your heart and in your church for those God brings home. Throw a party. Heaven does. Father, thank you for being the God who searches and saves. When we were lost, you came for us, not with condemnation, but with compassion. Teach us to see with your eyes, to love with your heart, and to seek with your passion. Let us never become numb to the miracle of someone being found, and let our lives reflect the joy of heaven over every soul that returns. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.